The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Dav Dalid, another one of the discussions that's over here in the Sugis of Chazokis, and Sveikis and Tumah in the beginning of our Masechta, another one of the Yesoidis and Shas that are Negev to these Sugis, is a discussion about Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. As a Klal, the Gemara says, we learn this out of Soita. Soita is a Safik Tumah. Safik, whether she was Zinsa, the Torah calls it Tumah, so we regard the discussion of whether she's Asur Labayla as an outgrowth of Tumah, which, by the way, is similar to what we discussed Biyachas to Nida herself, where what's chal when she's roya dam is a state of tumah. It's again all the dinim of tumas and tumah and tyris, like any other tumas sheretz or tumas zov or tumas meis. But what it does is it creates a state of that if he's the husband is bolo or anybody for that matter is bolo, that's a bias arayis. The bias arayis is an outgrowth of tumah. Soita as well, lemaisa creates an iser in the ishus. The ishus becomes she's asura labayla. The husband is not allowed to live with her. But that's an outgrowth of a state of tumah that's chal on her. In that context, the Gemara learns out that the tumah of the soita is bestira, bekinu estira. She was nisyachid with another man. That state is sofik tumah zushu sayochid. Over there, women tame. Aisha has a cheskes tahara. We don't go basa the cheskes kashus, the cheskes tahara. We say that misofik, she's asura labayla. She's asura kevadai. The halach is that we give her a state of being vadai tmeo. Discussed in the different blends of the daf kofei in Yevamos daf yud aleph. What's negeh? The difference if she's a sofik tumah, if she's a vadai tumah, the din is she has a din of a vadai tmeo. Whereas a bishus harabim, the Gemara understands this is totally in Mekoymos, bishus harabim, any Sufik tumah which is nisoirer, bishus harabim is not learned out of Soita, and over there the halacha is that Sufik tumah bishus harabim, not only do we say that it's not vadai tmeo, that the tumah is not chal b'teres vadai, but not only that, we say that it's tohor b'teres vadai. One of the issues that has to be discussed is which one is the existential halacha and which one is the etzim nakalal? Meaning, the halacha of soita is legami rishus hayochid. L'choira, she has a cheskes kashrus. So over there, A, we don't use the cheskes kashrus to be metayer her. B, we also say that she's tmeo tumas vadai. But rishus harabim, it could very well be that there's no existential halacha, because a cause of halacha Moshe Sinai in Sofik Tum B'Shus HaRabim. It's just the flip side. Once we don't have the halacha to learn out of Soita, because it's not B'Shus HaYochid, so then Memela she has, or to any tumah, if somebody touches a sheretz, or there's a Sofik, if somebody touches a sheretz B'Shus HaRabim, over there the halacha is, we'll shtel him on the Cheskes Kashrus, the Cheskes Taira. And in that sense, you have the halacha like you have in any other suffix. Not that there's a special halacha of suffix tumah, b'shus harabim is tohor. That's one way of looking at it. Or we could say the other way. We could say that there's a special halacha that suffix tumah, b'shus harabim, even where theoretically we wouldn't be able to use the chazaka, the halacha will be that sveika tohor. And a b'shus hayochid, the halacha is that we don't use the chazaka. And we'll have to see if that holds water. One of the discussions that Soiviv, Misoiviv, in this discussion of Chazokos vis-a-vis Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, is the Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabban. We had the din, we discussed Barichus in the previous year, the din of Tati L'Reyeso, that even though there's a concept of Chazok D'Meikara, Chazok D'Meikara will always win over Chazok D'Hashto, Cheskes HaGuf will always win over Cheskes HaDin, the chazaka of the Sherish HaSafik will win over a chazaka which is only on the Toiloda and so on. But still, the Aloch is Tarti L'Reyesa. We explain how that works. What the Tziruf is of the two, Tarti L'Reyesa. We have a chazaka of the Meikara of the Mikveh. Kosher will be beaten by the chazaka of the Hashna Mikveh Chosu Befoneinu. Be Tziruf with the fact that the person who was Nitval, who was Toivol, has a cheskas tumor on him. Those two will beat the cheskas mole, the cheskas kashrus of the mikveh. The Gemara Lamaisa says that there's a machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanan as to the extent of this din. The Gemara brings the Mishnah, Mikveh shenimded v'nimtza chosa kol atarash shenasu agabov l'mafreya ben b'shus haram ben b'shus hayochid tmeois. The Rabbanan hold that this din of Tatal Reis is a vaday tumu. If there's any truma, any kochim that was a mikveh shenimded, it was nimtza chosa, a person went into the mikveh, it was toivel, the mikveh was found to be chosa. We use the Tatal Reis to declare on him a state of vaday tumu. Hein, if he touched thereafter, Trumas, let's say, b'shus hayochid, b'shus haram, doesn't make a difference. That means that it's not a suffix. We look at him as a vaday tumah because there's a cheskas tumah on the gavra, and that in this case beats the chazaka of the mikvah, like we explained in the previous year. And memelo, once that's true, then hein b'shus hayochid, hein b'shus haram, the halacha is it's tameh. Reb Shimon oimer b'shus harabim tohoyrois b'shus hayochid toilin. Reb Shimon clearly says that no, it's not yotzim chalal sofik. He doesn't hold the tatila reisa creates a state of vaday. It creates a stalemate. We don't have the hachro of the chazok of the mikvah. There's a stalemate. We have a sofik. If we have a sofik, so then we're back to our klal. B'shus hayochid any sofik tum which is nisoirer noilad b'shus hayochid is tameh. B'shus harab many sofik tumah which is nisoirer which is noilad will be tohor. The obvious question is, in Cain, why does Reb Shimon hold that b'shus hayochid? L'chayel, lefi the klal of sofik tumah b'shus hayochid should be vaday tmeo. Why does he say that it's only toilin? It's only a sofik. Toilin means it's a sofik. You're not mitar based on a cheskes tara, but you're also not mitame b'vadois. You can't burn the truma. Truma you can only burn if it's vaday tmeo. Toilin you have to leave it. You can't eat it, but you leave it. Why don't we say that it's vaday tuma? Because that we don't learn out of soita, like the Gemara explains. Because soita, the only reason why we're mitame b'vaday is because of raglaim ledova. She was nisyachid. So Tosfos seems to be the Hezber of Rashi, and Tosfos is Marchidis, on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the Hezber and the Sugya. Reb Shimon, the Rabban existentially are arguing as to the extent of how far to take the Sfar of Tatal Reis. Does it create a Vaday Tumah, or does it create only a stalemate? In which case, you have the halacha that you're not going to learn out of sight that B'shus Hayoch is Vaday Tumah, but there'll be a chilu between B'shus Hayoch and B'shus Harabim. Now, if we don't learn out of Soita, so we're back to the same question. The Ran and the Tes Yishonim and other Rishonim ask the question. If you're telling me you don't learn out of Soita, because Soita, the only reason why you metame the Isha is because she was nisyachid with somebody else, because there's a raglayim ledover in front of us that she was zinsa, that she became tmeo. So then why, by what you're learning out over here, by a person who touched Taharis, B'shus Hayochid, when he's in a state of Sofik because of Tatal Reisa, if you don't learn out of Soita, so then you're back to the Klal. You always have a Chazoka. You want to know, did the Truma become Tomei, did it not? The Truma, Be'etzem, has a Cheskes Tara. The only reason why we undid the Cheskes Tara is only because we have Halacha to be Mitame like Soita. Soita, B'shus Hayochid, has a Cheskes Tara, and still, she has a Cheskes Kashos, and we still say that she's Tmeo. So over here, we don't say that it's like Soita. We're not mitame her. We're not mitame the truma as a vaday tuma. So we're not learning out of Soita. We're not learning out of Soita. So then, why do you have the klal go boss the chazaka? The chazaka is that the truma is tahir. Is tahir. So how do we split the two? So what it would seem to be is this seems to be based on Tosfos and Beizam and Aleph. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that there's two levels of the same halacha of Soita. There's one level of the halacha of Soita that, A, when you have a suffix soita, l'chayra, like we said, she has a cheskes kashrus, the gzez hakosav of soita is no, don't be machriya her status, her halachic kashrus, based on her chazaka, there's a suffix, and B, the halach is that suffix you mechuyiv to be machmer, and treat that as a vaday tumah. We don't treat her as a suffix soita, we treat her as a vaday soita. A, that we don't, we're not machriya that she's kshera, that she's toira labailo, based on her chazaka, on her previous status quo. B, that once we don't do that, so now we have a suffix. We don't know if she was nitma or not. We say that she's vaday nitma. Those are the two steps. Who says that there are two halachas in soita? It seems to be from Tosfos and Beis and Aleph, that has to be the pshat and the sugya. Why? Tosfos on Beis and Aleph says that whenever you have a tarti disasri, you have, let's say, two nazirim, and there's a question whether the nazir became tamei or not. There's something. There's one path where there's definitely something that's tameh there, there's definitely bones or whatever it is, a mace that's buried over there. The Nazirim walk down, each Nazir walk down a path. We don't know if it's path A or path B. Each Nazir has a cheskes tahara that he walked down the path that does not have the tumah. But one of them for sure did. So since we know that one of them for sure did, we can't be mitaher b'teres vadai. Tosfos says we can't learn out from, Saita that if you had this shaila with two paths and it's b'shus hayochid, the Mishnah says in Nozid Afnun Zayin that the two Nazirim, both of them will bring a carbon tumah. Again, a carbon tumah is not something you can bring misafik. It's only if he was nitma b'teres vadai. Otherwise, it's chulin bazar. So clearly, we have achro in the Mishnah that if two nazirim get into a situation where one of them is vadai tome, there's a suffix which one became tome. We declare a state of vadai tuma on both of them. Both of them bring a carbon. And the question is, I'm sorry, let's qualify that. The Mishnah says that the two of them bring a carbon tuma between them. It's not a vadai tuma. It's a suffix tuma. And the reason for that is, Tosfos explains, why don't we say that each one has a halacha? Again, if we don't create on each one a hachro that he's tohor because of the cheskes taro, and the Gemara says the reason for that is because we're talking about b'shusayochid, it's veke tome. So then why don't we say that each one is tome vaday? So Tosfos says we can't learn out from soita where there's definitely a title reisa. Soita, we have a question on a soita. She went into a mokum seisa with a foreign man. The halacha is that we're machri on her that she's vadei tmei. Over here, one of them is for sure tor. So we can't learn out from soita b'chi aigavne to be mitame both nazirim. Frektech hashayla, if you can't learn out to be mitame both nazirim, so then you're not learning out from soita. So then why don't you just say that each one has a cheskes taro? The teretz is, insofar as learning out not to be machri on both of them, with a chazaka that we do learn out from Saita. Meaning to say, we'll learn out, in short, we'll learn out from Saita, step A, that in a suffix tuma b'shus hayochid, a suffix Saita, which is b'shus hayochid, there is no din to go b'sa chazaka, to be mitar chazaka, that's step A. Step B, that we create on him a state of vaday tome. Like we do by Saita, that's only where the Vade makes sense. When there's a Tatal Reza and one person is definitely Torah, we can't say both of them are Vade Tmeim. Over there, we don't learn out of Saita and there's no Vade. This Cheshman, the way we just said it, is spoken out by the Maram in the Chidush and Chum Daf Tes and Beis. The Tes is also over there, as well as by us and Beis and Aleph. And the Maram speaks this out that there are two levels of what we learn out from Saita. Level A is we learn out at Peshus HaYochid, where Machmir and we don't use the chazaka to be mitayer, to be machshir. Level B is that once there's a sofik, because we don't use the chazaka to be machriya, so then the halach is that sofik kevadai, that we're machriya on the sofik, a state l'chumra of a vadai. It doesn't just blibe a sofik, but blibes a vadai tumah. That's the way the Maram says it. Now, this whole way of learning, that there are two stages in the halacha we learn out from sofik soita, is very much not like famous raid. You said this degree that's in the Oinig Yomtiv. Oinig Yomtiv, the classic sefer from 150 years ago, the Oinig Yomtiv, in Simukuf Ayin Aleph, has a different postulation, has a whole different asbora for how he understands the din of Sofik Kevadai, as well as the halacha that in Soita, Sofik Soita, we're not machshir her mitzad her cheskes kashrus. He says no two halachas. He says there's one halacha. He brings a Tosfos in the end of Cheskes Abatim. Tosfos over there in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Zayin, talks about a case where there are two sveikas. There's a sofik whether somebody touched David Tomei, whether Taharut, whether Chulin or Kachim touched something, B'shus Hayokin, which was Tomei. But there's two sveikas. One is a sofik Maga, and one is a sofik, maybe a sofik in the Shir or a sofik in the Nagi itself. There's two sveikas. As a general rule, even though Sofik deraisa l'chumra, but Svek Sveka is always mutter. Svek Sveka, we go the kula with machriya that the Sofik is not metame, aser, whatever it is, shayla in his sevet, in any area in halacha. Svek Sveka goes l'kula. And the Gemara clearly says that kol Sveka shati yochel etame, the lashon of a Mishnah and Taharis, kol Sofik shati yochel etame, metamim, even by a Svek Sveka. And the question is, where does that come from? And Tosfos says over there that since the halacha is that the Torah was machria, that any sofik has a din of vaday tumah, so in that we see that svek sveka as well also goes l'chum. The shaila is, where do we see that? If we see that one sofik, that's because one sofik always has a din to be machmir. If somebody has a sofik, if he has kosher meat in front of him or non-kosher meat, so he has to be machmir. If he has a svek sveka, the shaila was a shaila whether an animal was shechted at kedin. Besides for that, there's another sofik because there were two plates of meat. One was certainly kosher, one was not. And the question is which plate was put in front of him. Even the plate that's non-kosher is not non-kosher. It's only a sofik non-kosher. Svek sveka. Svek sveka, the din is you go to kulu. Maybe midrabbanim mechuyev in case like that to be machmir. I don't want to say it lahalochal nice. There are reasons to be machmir such a case, but theoretically svek sveka goes lekula. Imkain, how do we see from the fact that one sofik we go lechumra by soita? How do we see that even two svekas? There's always a chiluk between one sofik and two svekas. Lagabe kolotar kula. Zoktoinig yomtiv, like we said in Simu Kufay and Aleph, that the pshat is like this. The Torah doesn't just say, be machmir in a sofik. The Torah says, every sofik machriya kevadai. What's a svek sveka, he says? Svek sveka works like this. One sofik, even on the tzad to be machmir on one sofik, there's another sofik. You're not machmir to be machmir on the second step. He says, but if the first sofik is always huchra kivadai, so mele never blibes in svek sveka. Svek sveka always means, afilu im timtza loyma on the tzad to be machmir in the first sofik. No, there's another sofik. The first sofik was already huchra kivadai. Never turns into a svek sveka. Says the Einig Yomtiv that this that we learn out that by sofik soita we don't use the cheskas kashrus of the woman to be machrir that she's muteres lebaila is based on the same idea. Once the halach is that every sofik is a vadai, he says that memela there's no din of chazaka. What's chazaka? Chazaka is not a raya. This is bechlal important. Chazaka is not a raya that that's the way it has to be. In this, maybe we could say that there's a difference between chazaka and roiv. Roiv is a birur. That if there's a roiv, that something is a reality, that's really the reality that we see in front of our eyes. Roiv behemisenim treifas. That means when we look at an animal, we don't see a treifa. When we have something that has a chazoka, a woman was not married yesterday, and today there's a suffix if she got married. We see in front of us that she's a penuya? No. But the halacha is that since you have a status quo from yesterday, whenever you have a suffix, use that status quo to be machriya today as well. The din of yesterday. Continue that halakhic state unless you know for sure otherwise. However, that's only when there's a suffix. The din of chazaka is when there's a suffix, use the state of yesterday to be machriya that that's the din of today. And what happens if the Torah says that a suffix soita has a din of avadai tmeya? Says then again, that's why we don't go basa chazaka. We don't go basa chazaka because it's not a suffix. Similar concept, they shtel tzu, I'll be the same in yomtiv. The Rajba seems to indicate such a thing we mentioned before, roiv. The halacha is ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Whenever you have a roiv, we're not going to get into the cases now, but as a klal, whenever you have a roiv against chazaka, ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Why? There are different esbeim. The Rajba chulam dav yiralv seems to say, based on what we're saying, that chazaka is a halacha b'mokum that is a legitimate sofik. When there's a roiv, there's no sofik. Roiv says, this is the way the Torah tells you to look at it. That's a sofik. The Torah is telling you how to see this situation, how to see this sofik. There is no sofik. Chazaka means there is a sofik. You don't know. No. When in doubt, continue the halachic way that you've been doing from yesterday. Continue that. That's not called knowledge. Roiv is mevara. The Torah says, nemon. Assume that the reality is what the roiv tells you to be the reality. That's not a sofik. So he says the same thing is true. Sofik kivadai by sofik tum v'shuzayogit. That's machriya kivadai b'melel. There's no machum v'chazoka. Lefi Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, lefi this husband that we're learning up over here in the Tosfos, alpi the Rishonim and Davbez, the Maram, l'chulun davtes, l'choy reshtet nishtazay. It's not one halacha. There's two distinct halachas. There's one halacha where the Torah says, don't go basa chazoka. There's another halacha, sofik tum v'shuzayoch, do not go basa chazoka. There's another halacha, once there's a sofik, the Torah is machriya, sofik kivadai. The Torah is machriya that you mechuyev to go l'chumra, not only are you mechuyev to be machmir misofik, but that sofik assumes halachic status of a vadai tumma. V'meilot, that's what the Maram is telling us. That's what we're learning up in the Tosfos of Reb Shimon, that even where you can't learn out of Soita, we're talking about a Sofik Tum, B'shul Seyochet, the halacha of Sofik Kivadai is based on Raglaim Ledovor. The raglaim ledovor, once there's a suffix before necho, see it as a vaday. That halacha you only have by saita. That halacha you don't learn out from, but to mikvah, because by mikvah is no raglaim ledovor. But the first halacha, that suffix tumor, we do not establish its status al pichazoka, that we did learn out of saita. And that we see in the Tosafot by Shnei Nazirim, that whenever you have a tied to the reiso, we have the same concept, that by tied to the reiso, you can't say Sofik Kivadai, because a Vadai has to be able to be true in reality, and over here it's definitely not true, because there's two Nazirim, and certainly not true that both of them are Tameim, so we can't decree a state of Vadai on both of them. But then there's a more basic halacha. Don't use the vehicle of Chazaka to paskin the Shaila. That's true. And that will learn out Shnei Nazirim. You will not learn out, you will not use Chazaka to be Machriya and then the Detor. So again, what we've done is we've broken down the sugya of Chazaka as far as Sofik Tum B'Shus Yavak, Sofik Tum B'Shus Rabim, that there's not one din of Sofik Kivadai. There's one din, there's one klal, one approach that we have in Sofik Tum, a new approach to Gabi Hilchas Chazakos. And then there's something else called Sofik, that even though B'Chola Terekula a Sofik, but it's only a suffix. Over here, that suffix assumes a halakhic status of a vadai, that sometimes you learn out from side to one, you won't learn out the other. And Melo, even when we won't say suffix kivadai, still the halakha could be that that there's a halakha that by suffix tumma, we don't use a chazaka to be machriya the din. I'll add one more point. Legabi suffix soita, there's a discussion, Tosin Soita, Dav Chofeo Mit Beis, says, when you have a suffix Soita, so you have the woman, Be'etzim is saying she's Tahira. She was Nisyachet, Lamaisa, she didn't drink the Meha Ma'orim in the Beis HaMikdash, so we have no way. So we have Aloha that she's Asur, Labayla, Al Suffix Soita. Now, she's claiming that he's divorcing her, because she's Asur to him. He's claiming that because she was Mizana, she forfeited her Ksuba. She says that she's Tahira. He doesn't know. So l'chayru, we have a bari in Hashem. Whenever you have two people in Beis Din, he claims that he doesn't owe $100, but he doesn't know. He's saying, maybe I don't owe $100. Maybe she was mizana. She's saying, I definitely was not mizana. So l'chayru, bari v'shema. Now, we happen to bask in bari v'shema, lav bari odvi. You can't be moitzi moment. A bari cannot be moitzi moment from Hashema. But there is a man da'om in the Gemara, but it's yet tzadik vav, ksubas David Beis, that holds bari v'shema, bari odvi. Any two claimants in Beis Din, one's a bari, one's a shema, we listen to the bari. So why is that not true to listen to the woman to give her ksuba from the husband? He's only a shema. So Tosfos says over there that even according to Mandami Bari Vishema Lav Bari Odif, we don't give her Bari Vishema Bari Odif, we don't give her ksuba. Why? Shaharei HaTorah Asah Asah Sofik. The Torah made her a Sofik. The Torah says to assume that at least to be mistapik that she's Tmeah. Now Tosfos doesn't say L'chor the way the Ein Yontif says it, L'chor what the wording of Tosfos should be, that since the Torah declared on her a state of Sofik Tumah Kivadai, so now the Torah already decided that once she was Nisyachet and Bailo, she was Nisyachet with a man who's not Bailo, so then the Dinah she's a Vadai. What you're clarifying, was she Mizana, was she not? The Torah decided she was Mizana. It doesn't say that. It says that the Torah made a Sofik, the Torah A took away her Chazaka, and now we have a Sofik Aymin Befonenu. It seems that this that we say, Sofik Kivada, is another step. Similar to this concept that we said, the way Taisha should say is, HaTorah Asa Vadai. The way we're saying, the Pshat is, the way Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz is saying, HaTorah Asa Sofik, that's one halacha, the existential halacha by Soita, that we don't use her Cheskes Kashus to be Matayah. And then there's another halacha, that when in doubt, you have to assume that she has a state of Vadai Tmeo. And that state of Vadai Tmeo is not relevant over here. Once the Torah said Sofik, the halacha bari v'shema is, why be mistapik like the shema if you have a bari in front of you? The Torah over here said, you have to be mistapik. You can't use the chazaka. The chayra, the sound, the ring of Tosfos, would be not like the end of Yatav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www. office@bhha.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.